Chapter 2. I sat there, frozen in place. I shouldn't have been bothered Remo was breaking things off with me. It wasn't like we'd been dating long, only a week or so since my divorce had been finalized, and before that we'd not really been together, just working toward it. We hadn't even had sex. I mean, I'd slept beside him more than once, but no nookie because, damn it, I couldn't seem to find a good enough reason now that I was losing him. I shouldn't have been upset. This was minor in the scheme of things, and all I'd faced so far. But I knew I wasn't going to find another man like Remo, one who knew when to let me fight my own battles, who let me make my own mistakes and respected me enough to let me find my own way. A man who didn't even push me into having sex, though we'd come close, each of our own accord. Just like that? I was proud of how my words came out without trembling, without a single sobbing quiver, no matter what my emotions were doing to me on the inside. His eyes hardened ever so slightly.
You forget that I am not like you. I'm not designed to be monogamous. No vampire is. Do you really think you've been the only woman in my arms the last few weeks?
Lies. I could almost taste the lie on the air and had to fight not to flick my tongue out to confirm the scent of it. But if he wanted the lie to make himself feel better, then there was nothing I could do about it.
Oh, you did not just do that, you idiot, Ernie muttered from the ceiling above us.
I didn't look at him. I kept my eyes on Remo, because I knew this would be the last time I saw him. There would be no going back after this. The vampire mob boss stood, his whole body tense to the point that I could feel the irritation rolling off him, the heightened adrenaline and emotion strong between us. My own skin quivered, sensitive to all the tension he threw off. It twitched like mad in response.
We have a business arrangement still, he said. You owe me 2 more feedings at my discretion for helping you, as per our arrangement. If you'll step outside, I'll take one now. I'll give you a few minutes to collect yourself. Don't make me come back in for you.
I flattened both my hands on the table and forced my...